This update brought to you by your mother and 1-800-Flowers.com. Today's your last chance to order Mother's Day bouquets that will make it in time for her special day. Don't be remembered as the son or the husband that didn't get her something awesome. Lucky for you, 1-800-Flowers.com can still deliver any of their beautiful and stunning bouquets, but the clock is ticking. Right now, 1-800-Flowers is offering a special deal. Up to 40% off best-selling bouquets and gifts perfect for Mother's Day, but you have to order right now. Up to 40% off for mom. 1-800-Flowers.com. Click the radio microphone, little button there, enter bones to get the deal. 1-800-Flowers. Bouquets, arrangements, Mother's Day goodies, whatever it is. Up to 40% off. 1-800-Flowers.com. Click the radio icon, enter the code BONES. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. The code is BONES to get the deal. And don't order. You can still get in time if you order today. 1-800-Flowers.com. The code is BONES.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
About a lot of new game shows coming out. But one of them that I saw was the Candy Crush game show. I was talking to Lunchbox about it before the show, and, like, he's infuriated by it.
Like, I don't understand that we can't create better TV than Candy Crush. How stupid are we and lazy are we that we just turn this game into a game show, and that's the primetime television this summer? Come on, people. Like, I know there's a lot of writers in Hollywood that are trying to create TV, and the execs, you got to be able to find something better than Candy Crush.
I never played it on the app. Like, I missed that. I wasn't too cool for it. I think I just missed it.
Yeah. It's a fun game.
So I actually see it as a different way. Like, if I were running a TV network, I would look for familiarity. Because the last thing people want to do is figure out a new game show.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
And or any kind of show. Even a new radio show. It's tough for new morning shows to come on because they don't know the voices they're hearing. So if you launch a game show with something everybody's familiar with, like Candy Crush.
Which I didn't play, but everybody knows Candy Crush.
So I'm interested in it. It sounds to me like no whammy, kind of. Or Tetris, like no whammy meets Tetris.
Yeah, there we go.
But I don't even know what Candy Crush is. Like, I didn't play that game. But yeah, I'm on the opposite. I think it's actually a pretty smart move.
Well, you're weird because it's lazy and it's unoriginal and I'm bored and I'm so annoyed. I never played Candy Crush in my life, but I want a new show. Give me something exciting. You can't write a new sitcom? I mean, come on.
All right, there you have it, folks. Welcome to Friday's show.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things. It's ICU.
A Durham police officer was eating lunch, and he sees a little smoke coming from his house. He's like, well, that may not be right. So he gets up out of lunch, pays his ticket real quick, goes over to the house, and the smoke's starting to pour out of it, and he's like, doom, 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 knocks on the door. Nobody answers. Doom, 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 knocks on the door. Opens the door. Nobody's in the house. The house is on fire. The kitchen's on fire, right?
Whoa.
So he's like, oh, my goodness. Starts looking around. There's a dog that's trapped in the house. Grabs the dog, gets out, calls the fire department. Fire department, like, the kitchen burnt up. Mm-hmm. Saves the house. Saves the dog. Cop just eating lunch. Eating smoke. Saves the house and the dog.
Wow.
How about that? Officer Dante Farrell.
Shout out.
Shout out. That's right. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
News producer Raymond, a United Airlines flight was delayed for hours in Texas after reports of a scorpion crawling out of a passenger's suitcase. Luckily, everyone is okay. In other news, Steve Harvey, he stands by his email that he made to staff, telling them to stop coming to his dressing room uninvited and ambushing him. He said his life was a prison. His new show will begin airing in September. It's called Steve. And finally, in California along the coast, there's a shark warning in effect. There have been dozens of great white sightings. Officials are warning, be alert, stay close to the beach.
How about that Kelly Clarkson playing everybody for a fool, huh?
Yeah.
Like, straight up leverage. She was like, yeah, American Idol, we'll put that story out there. Makes The Voice start negotiating even more for her. And what people didn't know, and I posted this yesterday, is Kelly Clarkson and Blake Shelton are managed by the same person. They have the same manager. So if you don't think that was part of it, too.
Mm.
And their manager is Reba's ex-husband, Narvel. And I know them. Like, I know the whole group. Mm-hmm. And I do really like them a lot. But think about this. When you manage someone, you get 15% of everything they make.
Okay.
So now I get 15% of Blake's, 15% of Kelly's.
Yeah. Dang.
That's crazy. That's a lot of money. Hey, nice work.
So she gets paid to be a guest, like, teacher?
No, she's a judge. She's one of the people in the chair, right?
Oh, I thought she was just going on there as, like, a mentor.
She's a coach.
A coach. That's not a mentor.
Oh.
I'm pr-
pretty sure she's in the chair.
Now I want to go double check.
Because why would you turn American Idol down to just be a mentor for
right.
her?
That makes sense.
Yeah. That does make sense.
And that wasn't even Judge Common Sense.
And 15%, that's not that great.
That's any manager. Yeah, the mentor, and that's, yeah, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
Positivity time. The segment's called Tell Me Something Good. We got it for you for a Friday.
Tell me something good.
So a police officer has been hailed for his kindness after he got a call from a dollar store. There was a 12-year-old girl who was caught stealing. So Officer Milton was told by the local Family Dollar in Atlanta that a young girl had been apprehended trying to smuggle out shoes. So when confronted about her actions, she was like, listen, I'm just trying to steal some shoes from my little sister because I can't afford them. So the cop gave her a ride back to her house, met her family, and then bought them all shoes, bought them food.
Wow. It's above and beyond.
And just went straight compassion.
That's awesome.
Which is awesome. Like, he was like testing her too. Like, I'm going to take you back.
Yeah.
And I'm going to see.
I'm going to see. And
then
he saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Amy?
So a boy and his dog have graduated from an Arkansas high school together. Tyler was never without his diabetic alert dog, Sinatra. And, you know, Sinatra would say, hey, your blood sugar's too low, too high. Oftentimes the dog would, you know, shout out before his equipment would. Well, the dog got to walk across the stage with a cap and gown, too.
That's funny.
Isn't that funny
awesome?
Funny
they would wear the clothes. My dog won't wear clothes.
Yeah, well, this dog did, and Sinatra's going to college with him as well.
Look at Sinatra.
I know.
Lunchbox.
Man, Seth and Abigail are riding their bike from Georgia to Washington, 2,650 miles, and they're picking up trash along the roadside as they go. So far, they're 400 miles in, and they've picked up 171 pounds of trash.
What are they doing with it?
They have a little trailer they pull behind their bikes, and they put it in there. And I guess maybe they have different places where they can unload it. But yeah, they're picking up trash all the way across America.
Well, he's excited
Seth
about this. That's what he does.
Abigail, that is what I'm talking about. That might be all-time good. Tell me something good.
Why would
don't
that be
litter.
All time? That's not as good as the dog in the cabin gown.
Are you kidding me? A dog walks across with a cabin gown. They are cleaning up America.
That's a diabetic dog, alert dog.
What about the cop, guys?
Yeah, the cop was pretty amazing.
Come on.
Lunchbox, just because you hoard, like you have a personal kinship to that.
And I'm going to go out and greet him on the road.
All right, okay, cool. All right, thank you for the good news, Lunchbox.
Just don't litter.
There you go. Give a hoot, don't pollute.
That's another one.
Yeah. These are the top motherisms of all time. Number one, if everyone else jumped off a cliff, would you do it too?
Mm-hmm.
I think mine is more of a bridge.
Yeah. Jump off the bridge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same concept.
Yeah.
It's all fun and games till someone pokes an eye out. You know, our like podcast guy who puts up the podcast, he poked his eye out.
Mm-hmm. Literally.
In his yard or something, doing yard work.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did it come out all the way?
Is that the eye?
I don't know.
I mean, it was swollen shut.
Oh, my goodness. Elbows off the table. That's number three. Number four, don't talk with your mouth full. And then, why? Because I said so. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best
that's
one right
number
there.
Number five, yeah.
Yeah.
On this day in 1908, Take Me Out to the Ball Game was registered. Amy, I'm going to play the music to Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Okay.
I wonder how much you know.
Okay.
Okay, so you sing along with it best you can. Ready? So it's just going to start right away.
Yeah,
ready?
Yeah. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the stands.
Crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't wanna go home without a ball. Take me out to the ball game. Let me cheer for my team. And it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
I give it a solid B minus. Yeah. Out to the ball game.
Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back, for it's root for the home team. Shame, for it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out of the old ball game.
Project.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
The Darius Rucker is going undercover tonight. He's going to be on Celebrity Undercover Boss on CBS.
Yeah, he'll be in Austin looking for people playing in bars to see if they're any good. And I gotta tell you, I didn't know the show was still on. But the Darius is on. I'll watch it. I think it's pretty great. He looks nutty. They made him look like an old man.
Yeah, so he's a retired school teacher.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And he's running an open mic night, so it should be pretty cool. So Zach Brown Band, they have a new album out today, Welcome Home. The guys call the new album not only a return to their roots, but also a return to the foundation. The band's debut album that is now 5 times platinum. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Salem, New Hampshire. The owner of a convenience store was tired of cars parking illegally in his parking lot, so he took matters into his own hands. There was 10 cars in his parking lot, went out there with a knife, and slashed the tires on 10 different cars.
What an idiot.
Only problem is, the surveillance cameras from his store caught it all on tape. So when police came to investigate, they checked the tape. Boom, they saw him doing it.
That's not the only problem. The other problem is he was slashing tires.
Oh, yeah. It's a huge problem.
But he went, and they just went, deflated.
Yeah, just call and get him towed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just slash him.
He got charged with vandalism. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
The only problem. Like, it's all good except for that.
The only problem was he got caught by his own cameras. Otherwise, it was A-okay.
All right. Thank you, Lance.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So, 60 days, 2 months or so is what Amy said.
Yeah.
That's when her kids will move into the house. And so that was about 15 days ago.
Yeah.
Do you still feel like?
I know. I look at the calendar. I feel like when people ask me, I still say 60 days.
Now you got to stop that.
I know. I haven't really been subtracting.
So 45 days out. Is that accurate?
I mean, I guess so. I guess now my answer more so, I say 60 days or I say the end of July. So I guess I'm giving conflicting. I mean, the end of June. So I'm giving conflicting things.
End of June is where we're supposed to be. So.
Yeah.
By July 1st, Amy expects her kids to move in with her.
Yeah, my husband got to FaceTime with them, and I wasn't with them. And apparently, he said that all they were asking is, where's mom? Where's mom? Where's mom? And I was like, that's awesome.
He's probably like, I just want to talk to you guys.
Well, he got to talk to them, but he said they kept asking for me. And he's going to go see them in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
he's going to see them Memorial Day. I'm looking at flights. If I can, I'm gonna go. But he's for sure going for like a solid 4 days. I'll maybe go for like 2. But it's worth it.
If you're new to the show, Amy has adopted 2 kids, and now they're just waiting on their passports and all their final citizenship stuff to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's what you're waiting on.
We're in that stage, yeah.
And how's that going? Like, do they have some of it, not all of it?
Yeah, no. So everything's in, but the 60 days, my husband and I, we calculated that based on what our agency sent us of the timeline of our paperwork, each stage that it sits in each. Like, it was like, your paperwork will be here for 7 days and here for 14 days. So then we added up all the days, and that's where we got 60, which is now 45.
So what we're doing, we're just saying July 1st.
Okay.
July 1st is when we feel like Amy's kids will be with her. And Amy went on a mission trip to Haiti, and they had tried to adopt domestically unsuccessfully, and they had, you know, tried to have a baby unsuccessfully, and she went and was doing a woman's conference and toured an orphanage and met these 2 kids, and she's like, man, these are my kids. I just feel it in my heart.
Yeah.
And July 1st, they're going to be here.
Yeah, follow your heart. Mm-hmm. 4 years later, 4.5 years later.
It's been such a long process.
Yeah. But my heart spoke to me.
I believe you completely.
Thank you.
Your heart speaks to me sometimes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, stop talking.
And I had to speak it to my husband, and then finally his heart.
Was there a convincing to your husband?
I told him. I said, our daughter came later, but when I met our son, I didn't know he was going to be my son at the time. I had zero intention of adopting from Haiti. Zero. We were in the domestic adoption process, but he peed on me. I was holding him and he peed on me, and I was like, oh, but it really didn't bother me. And he just latched onto me. I couldn't stop thinking about him. I got back to Texas, we were living in Texas at the time, and I told my husband, you need to go to the orphanage and just see what you think. And so my husband went like a month later. He's like, I see your point. We could adopt older kids. That's fine. I was like, okay.
And then he slowly transitioned. You're seeing the dad stuff come out now, huh?
Oh, he's full-time dad mode. He's in.
Yeah.
He's a dad.
July 1st. Hey, how about this? I'm never going to get it real quick. I'll give you the question. Ready? One third of Americans say this is the most stressful thing they do all year. One-third of Americans say this is the most stressful thing they do all year. Never going to get it. You want to take a shot at it? Our phone number? No, you'll get a shot.
Okay.
Relax. 877-77-BOBBY. You always get a shot. You're like the kid that owns a Nintendo, but when everybody comes over, you hog it anyway.
No. Yeah. I share. 877-77-BOBBY.
Never going to get it. Do you want to spoil Lunchbox?
Yeah. Go ahead. I hate to ruin this one, but it's taxes.
Oh, taxes, he says. Ooh, that's not it. Ooh. We'll come back, take some calls, see what you guys have.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, y'all.
All right, one-third of Americans say this is the most stressful thing they do all year. Amy?
Well, I had taxes, and that seemed negative, so I'm going to go...
Sorry?
Well, no.
There's no reason to say what you had. Lunchbox, over to you.
Well, I have written down Plan Mother's Day.
Ah, I got it.
Eddie?
Cooking Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh,
stressful. What?
I'm coming back to you.
Thank you. Vacation?
She had it.
Going on vacation?
See? Yeah.
Yeah, because...
How's that stressful?
Sometimes I get a little stressed out packing and planning and doing all that, especially if you got a family and it's a lot. And then you're like, don't even relax.
I get that.
Mark, were you going to say the same thing?
I was saying the same thing.
Yeah, Mark in Madison, Wisconsin was going to say going on vacation. Oh. We should get Mark a prize of some sort.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's look around the studio. Okay. See what we have.
See a styrofoam cup back there.
We'll send you, hey Mark, stay on the phone. We'll send you something. I ain't promising it'll be good, but like they don't give us prizes to give away, so we kind of have to figure out stuff. But we're going to make something cool. Is that okay?
That's all right. My wife will love anything from you guys.
Oh, cool. What are you doing today, by the way?
I'm going to work. My wife's going on vacation.
Oh.
Wait, how does that work where you're working but she's getting to go away?
It's a Mother's Day retreat with the couple women from the family.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Is that a gift from you?
No, that's a gift from my sister to me.
There you go. Wow. Mark, thank you for calling and thanks for listening. Stay on the phone. We'll get you something there. Look at Mark with a little wise crack.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
For sure we're going to get in trouble because we don't have prizes. I don't know how we don't have prizes. Like, yeah. In the radio world, we're on in over 100 cities, mm-hmm. but they don't give us any prizes to give away. So we have to find things in our studio that's ours. And we want to give our listeners prizes, so we just took a pillow from our couch. This is iHeart Country, and we just signed it.
Yep.
It looks good.
And we're going to mail it to Mark from Madison, Wisconsin. But here's the only reason we did that. Morgan, our head producer, gone.
Yeah.
She would have told us no.
She's not going to like that.
Wait. Why the
mice cats
away,
way,
the rats will play.
That's it.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Nailed it.
Cats away, the mice will play.
Whatever.
Okay.
Something
well,
like that.
Whatever. Mark gets
well,
the pillow.
Well, now our couch is uneven. We have one pillow.
Well, it looks like we should give another one away.
Yeah.
They should give us some prizes.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy? Like when I was doing radio in Hot Springs, Arkansas, I had unlimited prizes.
You did?
Oh, it was like, caller 10, get a prize.
Like you know, CDs and stuff?
Maybe that's why, because like CDs, people don't really use CDs.
Maybe. My theory is that they like to see the most they can get from the little. Like I have a terrible chair. We have awful equipment, and we have no prizes.
Oftentimes, you give away your own book, which money out of your pocket. Exactly.
Well.
All right. I'll start bringing some stuff from home.
The listeners matter to me. That's what I'm saying. We should have like a garage sale.
Yes.
And just send it to our listeners.
Except for it's free. It's a garage sale that's free.
Yeah. I have a game.
Yeah.
We can do this game in a second. It's the Mothers from TV Shows game.
Oh.
I can give you some of them right now. You want to try
them?
I'm
ready.
Yeah.
All right. We'll go around the room. If you miss one, you're out.
Oh.
Okay.
I'll give you the mom. You tell me the TV show that they come from. Okay, Amy? Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Claire Huxtable.
The Cosby Show.
That is correct. You're in the game. Lunchbox. Deborah Barone.
Everybody Loves Raymond.
You are correct.
Good
wow,
one.
That's good.
Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday, so mother's on TV. Eddie.
Come on.
Jill Taylor.
Oh, that's Home Improvement.
Correct.
Arr?
Amy. Vivian Banks.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Correct.
Thank you.
Lunchbox. Rebecca Katsopoulos.
Seinfeld.
Ooh, I'm
Dang.
Sorry. Out of here.
I don't know what that
Eddie,
is.
Eddie, would you have known it?
Yeah, Full House.
Aunt Becky.
Yep.
Well,
that's
no
right.
Watch that.
Wow.
Eliminated. Eddie, ready?
Yep.
Name the TV sitcom, Mom. Lois Griffin.
Oh, Family Guy.
Yes!
You!
Oh, my.
Amy.
Yeah.
They're getting a little harder now.
Yeah.
This one's a tough one.
Okay.
I don't think you're going to get it. Angela Bauer.
Who's the boss?
Oh!
Wow! Yeah.
Good job, Amy.
Thank you.
Wow.
Amazing.
Eddie.
Yeah.
Claire Dunphy.
Huh.
Oh.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Step by Step.
No. Amy.
Modern Family.
The winner.
Yeah.
There she goes.
Do you still like this song? Or
yeah.
Would you like to change it to?
Do you think I need a new one?
There she goes. There she goes again.
Chasing through my mind.
Like, if you won a game,
and
it was just like, Amy's our winner.
There she goes.
Well, I need to hear it. Let's
There she goes.
We're singing it exactly as is.
Okay, I need to feel the music.
Okay, do it again.
Hey, producer Raymond, will you get There She Goes, and don't get the Laws version. Get Sixpence and None the Richer.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. From that movie.
Yeah, she's all that. Yeah. I mean, if I were to guess. If I were just like...
She's all that.
If I were just speculating with Freddie Prinze Jr.
And Bobby loves that scene when she comes
down
the stairs.
Girlfriend!
Hey, you want to watch it tonight?
No. Okay. I told you, I don't want to date you. I mean, don't we have to have this conversation?
Stop, I would never date you.
What did everybody do yesterday, Amy?
I had a meeting with like a nutritionist person, blogger, that I think I'm going to do a cooking video with.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm thinking about maybe over the summer doing healthy things on my blog, but bringing in the actual experts to know how to do it and doing little demo cooking videos with them.
So. Is this like a side hustle? Like you're making money off this?
No, not at all. It's for content for our website.
I like it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
But it was pretty cool. Like, she's awesome and... She's like, so is it going to be my production crew or yours? I was like, ugh.
You mean Eddie?
Eddie? I was like, I'll send an email, a follow-up email with all the info. Yeah.
Then you go, I've been thinking about it. I think we're going to use yours.
I know. I was like, okay, yeah, she's pretty professional.
Lunchbox, what'd you do yesterday?
Oh, man, you know, I had a couple of meetings to get my side hustle on, you know, trying to line up some things for the website, you know, just content, you know.
Why don't you just answer the question?
Like, right?
Listeners don't want you to, like, they really want to get to know you, and you always do the first half of it like, well, you know, I did about that. Just, like, answer. Like,
I was answering before I was interrupted. Look, I really did nothing yesterday.
There you go. That's what you have to say.
No, but it makes me look bad when Amy comes in with this, oh, I had a meeting for a cooking production thing that we're going to put on
but
the
that's
website.
That's really what she did.
I understand that. But then people listening are like, geez, Lunch does nothing.
No, they're not. They just want to know about your life. That's it. That's what they want to know about your life. People are genuinely interested in you and not this character. That's like, oh, you got to go, Barry. Like, people like you.
I understand that, but I was telling you.
I understand that.
I mean, I know people like me.
Then just
be
you.
I see the reaction on Twitter.
Just be you.
I am being me.
What'd you do yesterday?
Man, I really did nothing. I took a nap.
There you go.
I did host live band karaoke.
Well, isn't yesterday your Kid Power Day?
I didn't go to Kid Power yesterday.
Oh.
You didn't volunteer? I thought yesterday was volunteer day.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be, but they didn't have Kid Power yesterday.
What do you mean they didn't have it?
They
didn't have it or you didn't go?
There was no kids.
Wait.
They didn't have it.
No, why'd they not have it?
I don't know. Staff holiday.
Are you lying?
No, I'm not lying.
There's a staff holiday on a Thursday, May 11th. That was yesterday.
Yeah.
Are you lying?
No, not lying. They didn't have Kid Power yesterday.
Why do you look like you're like, NLR, do they have it?
NLR, they didn't have it.
Okay, they didn't have it.
I'm telling you, they didn't have it. Like, I would have gone.
You're like the boy who cried wolf, though. Like, you lie so much.
I don't lie about Kid Power. I lie about other things, but not Kid Power.
That's
I mean,
true.
I keep it straight.
Yeah.
What was one of the songs somebody did at Live Band Karaoke last night that was good?
Oh, this one lady did, what was this song? She did, it was great. Son of a Preacher Man.
Oh.
Woo, girl can sing.
It's son of a preacher, man.
Yeah. She can sing, dude.
So Lunchbox hosts at Hard Rock Cafe here in Nashville. There's a live band, and you go up and do karaoke instead of like a machine that you sing with the band. And it's cool. It kind of makes you feel like you're part of a band, like a rock star.
Yeah.
So
I felt like she could have made it.
Like, yeah?
Yeah.
Remember the one time Lunchbox brought someone in?
Yeah.
She was great.
There were a couple of them. One time, the one we brought in was really good.
But with the piano?
But the one he was like, I don't know who it was. It was terrible.
It was a girl.
Remember the other one? It was terrible.
No, she wasn't. I've never brought terrible. I'm telling you, this woman last night, legit. Huh. And I told her, I said, you could make it.
Well, that should be your side hustle.
That's it. Dude, go discover artists.
Yeah.
I tried, but I didn't sign her into a contract.
You sign her. I wouldn't. Like, I'd be like, yes, I'll sign a lunchbox right
Get
away.
That content.
Yeah. Making that money, you know?
The Bobby Bones Show.
I saw Chris Stapleton on CBS this morning. I was watching some clips after the show. And we've known Chris for a long time, and it's awesome. It's just, it's crazy to see it blow up even bigger. And so they were talking to him. So here's Chris. He's talking about, you know, why I decided to record. Because this album he cut is like a very famous studio he cut it in.
I like places that have history in the sense of you feel responsible to it.
Yes.
Like, does that make sense?
Yeah.
The thing about Chris is he doesn't like doing press. He's very shy. That's why he grew the beard. Mm-hmm. And I know this whole thing's out of his comfort zone. It's crazy. Like, Chris is just, he would just play music and be happy with it.
Yeah.
He just wants to play music. So it's cool to see someone like that. Like, really, really.
Yeah.
That Traveler sold 2 million albums.
Wow.
In a day when they don't sell albums anymore.
Well, the instant I found out that somebody would pay you to sit in a room and write songs and play guitar all day, I thought, well, man, that's the job for me. I'm gonna figure out how to do that.
And I love what he says, too, about covers. Because, you know, us, we love a good cover. And he's like, there are so many great songs. Like, I don't think every song I've written is the greatest song ever. So he loves to cover songs. And so he still talks about adjusting, too, to everything that's been happening.
We're still adjusting as far as touring goes. Like, I remember the first time I had somebody like tuning guitars for me. That was a moment. I was like, man, this is the greatest thing on earth. One of the best feelings ever.
Isn't that crazy?
That's cool.
He's just, love him. Just cool.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Every morning on our Facebook page, we put up a behind the scenes message. It's called the early morning message. If you guys don't stop complaining about how cold it is, I'm just going to make it colder. Hey, by the way, it's warm. Turn it down.
Come on.
Here's Eddie yesterday on our Facebook page.
It's Eddie. I'm coming to you from the icebox we called the Bobby Bones Show studio.
Who are you talking to?
My friends on the early show message. It's been really cold the past few days. I don't know if Bobby's sick or if he's just warm. He has been in California lately, so maybe he's coming here and being like, oh, dude. Now, that doesn't make any sense. I don't know why he keeps it so cold. He says it's to, what does he say, Nada? To keep us awake?
Yeah, to, like, stimulate our brains.
But I'm serious. This is ridiculous. It is 68 right now. Do you know anywhere in the world, inside a house or a building, it is 68 degrees?
So, I went and read the Facebook messages, and everybody was hating on you.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, did you see that?
Yeah, you're right. Apparently, I guess all of America keeps their house that cold.
Yeah. So,
and to clarify, yesterday got down to 66.
That's cold.
I like it
to
freezing.
Be cold. I like it to be cold in here.
And at your house, you have blankets to cover up in. Here, we are just shivering.
Amy has a blanket. She brought a blanket.
Yeah,
then bring
a blanket.
Keep a blanket.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring gloves.
It's part of it.
Ski hats.
I love it cold. Bring on the cold.
Can you steal my blanket?
Get one of those shake warmers.
We send it to a listener. We didn't have any prizes.
A prize.
We sent it off to a listener. So Steve Harvey was asked yesterday about that letter he sent out.
Yeah.
It was like, don't talk to me in the hallway. Don't come in my dressing room. And I was on Steve Harvey's side. I was like, you know what? People are obviously in his work environment making him not comfortable.
Yeah.
And in an era of, we're like, we want honesty. We want honesty. When someone's finally honest, we're like, we don't like that. Like, if you want people to be honest, sometimes you're not going to like it. Sometimes you are. But you don't just get good and honest. You get good and bad if it's honest. So they went to Steve Harvey yesterday, and I have a clip of him talking about that.
I was trying to find out ways that I could just get more me time for me. And I could not find a way to walk from the stage to my dressing room, to sit in my makeup chair, or to just sit and have lunch without somebody just walking in. I'm in the hallway. I'm getting ambushed by people with friends that come to the show and having me sign this.
That's what I feel like every morning around here. I'm glad he could be the leader and knock this door down.
Yeah. You feel like what?
I get to get ambushed every time I walk down the hallway.
Yeah, right.
It's like, Bobby, cut a spot. Bobby, come back.
But he did say, if you're getting this email, I'm talking to you. So there has to be a handful of people that didn't get the email that have permission to just talk to Steve Harvey. So, like, we would be those people for you, right? Like, we wouldn't get a note like that. It'd be other people, right?
He doesn't want to play that game.
No, I mean, we would...
Do you think Steve Harvey's a diva when you hear this?
No, I don't, because I feel like he's a busy man that he just wants a little bit of time.
Boom. He's so busy.
Yeah, I get it.
You have to separate.
I get it. But I do think that there is some people that didn't get that email.
I think a lot of people were ticked off, too, just reading it. They're like, oh, he thinks he's better? No. And if you don't like it, you can go find another job. Yeah. If you don't like working... This goes for you guys, too.
Oh, okay.
You don't like how cold it is? Go find a warm studio.
Dang.
Yeah. Go see if Ryan Seacrest or Harry is in his warm studio.
How sad would that be? Like, that's why we left, because it was just too cold in there.
So what happened to you on the Bobby Bone Show?
It was really nothing personal. It was just too cold. Okay. What's the biggest diva thing that I do? Go on. Give it to me. I'll take it.
Let me think. Hold on.
There's not a lot of things.
I already got it.
What is it?
It's too cold in here.
No.
And he snaps at me to turn the
temperature
down.
Just in the last week. Because here's the reason why I snap. Because you wear two pair of headphones.
Yes, one for my computer, one for the air.
Eddie wears earbuds and headphones over the top. And I'll be like, Eddie. So he doesn't hear me. So I realize if I start swinging my hand, you see it.
I do see it.
So that's why I started snapping.
Oh, I thought it was like, quick,
see,
go. No.
It was just like, that's how I get your attention.
There's some things that people would think you're being a diva about, but it's more about time management, like you're busy. Like sometimes in the morning,
like Steve
it's
Harvey.
Like, Mike D., can I get a water?
But, yes.
Oh, he asks for his phone, too, a lot.
Yes.
I forget it. No, I'm having to time things out.
Yes.
Commercials, mm-hmm. and then promos,
yeah.
and station liners. And so my phone is the only timer that I trust. And if I forget another room, I'm like, oh, no. Mike D., would you grab my phone, please?
Right.
Yeah.
And if that's diva, then caller me colorful and execution-y.
But it's not, because you need water, but you're busy. So it's like, you got to yell, Mike D., can I get a water? And then in comes Mike D. in like 2 seconds with a water. It's actually pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. I'm like, Mike D., can I get a water?
Like 8:30. Amy, I got you some water.
Nothing.
Mike D., do you feel like diva-ish of me?
No, you need to talk. You need water.
Yeah.
I do get dry because I'm bringing hours of commercials and before the show. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything else you guys want
to
bring up?
Trying to think.
If you have to think, there's
nothing. Your parking spot thing, it's a little... You don't even have an official parking spot thing.
I don't have an official parking spot.
Right.
If I demanded an official parking spot, that would be a diva.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Well, if someone's parked in it, you're like, who's parked in my spot?
I'm going to put this back to high school or college or wherever. If you go into a classroom and you sit in the same seat every single day, and you walk in and someone's sitting in your seat, you're like, whoa. Although you don't actually own it, nor could I win it in the court of law, I'm in it every day. And I'm always like, whoa. That's my spot.
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay.
Looks like.
Other than that, I guess you're pretty good. I don't know.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Lunchbox, anything you want to add?
Man, I mean, there's a list.
Really?
Okay. Everybody says it, but nobody's
got one.
There's
a list.
Go ahead. Name one thing.
Hey, can you get in my computer?
Okay.
What? That's the same thing.
No, you did water.
Okay.
Tissue.
But he's busy.
Tissue.
He likes toilet paper. I don't
call it tissue. I'm like, hey, I need toilet paper, please.
For my nose.
I'm from Arkansas.
Yeah.
We have toilet paper. Hey, Sarah in Springfield, Missouri. What's happening?
Not much. How are you wonderful people this morning?
We're good. I'm glad you called. Thanks for hanging out. And what do you want to say?
Well, I was just saying to, his name just left me. The phone guy, Mike. I was just saying to Mike how... The studio isn't terribly cold because at our house, we keep at 58. My husband is like a polar bear. And we've been together for 17 years. We've been married for 15. But, like, ever since we got together, he has, like, dwindled the temperature down even lower and lower.
Wait.
And so in the last couple of years, 58 degrees. Summer, winter, 58 degrees.
But, like, what's your bill? Like,
huge. And it's astronomically stupid. But it is what it is. I can't change it. He can't sleep if it's too hot. Like, he can't breathe very well if it's too hot. I have two kids, and like, we are all about the winter pajamas in the summer, like blankets all the time.
Wow.
When I was in college, I had to wear like gloves in the house when I would do my homework because I would have like the fingers cut out so I could type on my computer.
Now we're talking.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to get some of those.
No joke, man. Like, I had a, like, hat I wore. I'd wear my coat. I'd be on the couch with my blankets all piled up trying to do my homework.
That's perfect. I love it.
Okay.
Thanks for the story. Thank you for the call, Sarah.
We don't get sick very often.
That's right.
It keeps down the germ.
There you go. See?
Oh.
Wow.
That's another reason, huh?
It's basically
boom.
Like a meat locker.
Boom. Yep. Okay. Everybody's meat always stays fresh in this room.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones. Show. Yeah.
Why are guys so territorial about grilling? Because I'm not.
You should be.
Like, I'm not.
It's a serious thing, man.
Amy's husband, that's his grill.
Yeah. I love that, Amy.
Like, if I want to cook the fish or the meat or something, even the vegetables inside, he's like, I got it. Over on the grill. Got it. Well, can I help grill? Nope. Got it. I'm like, okay. Got it. You can grill. But he's obsessed with his green egg. He has a green egg.
Yeah.
And it's like his baby. He's like, I got it over on the green egg. I'm like, I know you have a green egg. I got it for you for your birthday.
You're the same way, Eddie.
I'm the same way. And I used a charcoal grill for my whole life. And then when I got a gas grill, it changed my world. Like, it's just amazing. Now I can just cook something in 2 seconds. Like, my wife wants to put some on the skillet. I got it on the grill.
Yeah, but what if she wants to go to the grill?
Oh, she doesn't even know how to start it.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
No, I don't.
You learn how to start it, you can use the grill.
Really, though?
Yep.
Yeah, right.
She never will, though. She won't figure it out.
What kind of grill you got?
I got a grill.
Gas grill.
Master grill. I think it's called a master grill. It's a gas grill.
Yeah.
Propane.
Bobby?
I use that propane.
Did you guys see there was a United flight that was delayed for several hours because a scorpion crawled out of somebody's clothes?
That's disgusting.
But that's the person, not the airline's fault. The person brought the scorpion on.
Oh, they brought it?
My point is, any story about airline at all.
And not good.
And then it's not that. Airline? It's not that. Hold on. I'm saying this. Any story at all about any airline gets elevated now to the top of the news because we know, everybody knows we'll click it now. And so once all this stuff started happening, it was like any story about anything. That's airline is like, bam. This wasn't the airline's fault. Mm-hmm. It was somebody who brought a scorpion. Their pet Scorpy with them.
Those are not pets. But okay.
To somebody it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so everybody was okay. But do you really delay a flight several hours for...
If you have to find it,
again,
yeah.
I grew up in the woods. Scorpion's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, it is. You could die.
I don't think so.
Oh.
Unless you have an allergic reaction to it.
Oh,
but
why?
I got stung by a scorpion in my hand.
I've been stung a bunch of times.
Ain't no thing.
Really?
My little...
Okay, but if you're about to be 30,000 feet up in the air and you get stung by a scorpion, no way.
I still don't think, for the most part, that you die.
No, it's terrible.
I mean,
it
unless
hurts.
It's like a 10-foot scorpion that's like taking over the plane.
10-foot.
Lunchbox.
There are 25 different scorpion species that can kill you.
Thank you.
But how many...
1,500.
They aren't right. That's my point.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that was the ratio. I thought all scorpions killed.
That's because the news ruined scorpions for everyone.
Okay. Well, I guess he could have a pet scorpion, but you shouldn't be able to bring your scorpion as a carry-on.
And you can't. You're not supposed to.
Oh, he tried to hide it.
And that's the whole thing.
He's like, I'm just going to put you in my pocket. Don't come out.
He keistered it. And then they got...
You all ever seen Snakes on a Plane?
No, I never watched Snakes on a Plane.
Me either.
Oh,
just checking.
Good story.
Great question.
Hey, you guys haven't been to San Francisco? Yeah, me either. I just wondered if anybody ever been there. California, there's shark warning in effect along the coast. They're seeing great whites all over the place, and they're like, heads up, like, go swim if you want, but there could be some sharks out there. Again, sharks don't scare me either.
What?
Oh, what are you talking about?
Yeah, they do me.
Did you see the paddleboarder that was like out there paddleboarding and the helicopter had to say, hey, you need to go to shore because you're swimming with 12 great whites all around you. Stay calm and paddle to the shore.
Was it Jake Owen? He got a little video from that?
No worries, dude.
Beaching, dude. I would get my girlfriend on to defend herself, but she's on a flight. I don't think she needs defending, but go... Lunchbox thinks that there's something going on with some other dude.
Yeah. Have you been checking her Twitter? Do you follow her on Twitter?
I do.
Do you check her tweets?
If it pops up, I do.
Yeah, because she retweeted a picture of her and some football player dude named Alex Singleton. He is a linebacker for the Calgary Stampede, and she looks a little too excited to be hugging up on him, and they are real close. There is no daylight between them.
Daylight. And do you have the picture up?
Oh, I got the picture up. I mean,
would you be jealous if that was your wife?
I'm just saying, I wouldn't like it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Amy, stop that.
I mean, they're at a bar.
Stop that.
They're obviously at a bar.
She does seem really excited.
Yeah, and her head is right.
I don't know.
Okay.
Well,
he plays. She's from Calgary.
Yeah. So,
and he plays in the CFL for. I mean, I don't know his story.
Yeah. His name is Alex Singleton.
Yeah.
Canadian Football League.
Yeah.
Bam.
Yeah.
He played at Montana State, and he's a linebacker for the Calgary Stampeders.
Okay.
He's a good looking dude, too.
Yeah. Dang.
I'm just telling you, he's.
She looks so tiny next to him.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you got to talk to her about this and be like, hey, who's this
dude? If there was a jealous bone in my body, I couldn't date her.
Have you ever been jealous? For
in my life?
Well,
yeah, in your life.
Here,
yeah.
Let me show you this picture. Maybe it'll make you
like,
jealous.
I get jealous, like, in career stuff. Not with her.
I know.
Not for, like, relationship stuff.
I know you do in career stuff. I'm wondering about with girls. Have you ever been jealous?
I can't say no, because I'm sure I have at some point, but I'm just not a jealous person.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever in all these years recall you being jealous.
Look at the picture.
I see the picture, and it doesn't bother me.
Are you sure?
Are you sure?
I'm
look
positive.
At it.
I see you're holding it up.
I wish I could see your heart rate.
Here's the story. Oh, yeah, I know. You can feel my pulse if you want. Before Lindsay and I were dating, and I won't say which NFL quarterback it is, but you know how they do the thing, like people call people? And Lindsay and I were friends, and I told her she should date him. This is before we were dating. I can't say who it is.
But write it down.
But an NFL quarterback, you would, no. But,
I probably don't even know who
playing?
It is.
Yeah. An NFL quarterback called and was like, hey, I want to go on a date with you. And she was like, no, I don't think so. And this dude's worth millions. And I was like, you have to go out with this dude.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Well,
yeah, I only showed Lunchbox. I got to show my boy over there.
I feel like I already know. I just need a refresher.
So wait a minute.
Yeah, I know.
So
he's worth millions and millions. He's a good-looking dude.
He's a quarterback.
Yeah, but Lindsay's not going to date somebody just because of money.
She's not.
I don't know.
Well, Bobby keeps saying he's worth millions and millions. You should date him.
Like, I was like, I mean, I'm not into dudes, but I'll hang out. Like, yeah, you got a lot of money.
So what you're saying is she's around a lot of football players.
Oh.
No, because she never met him.
She didn't meet him. Okay. But, boom.
She's not cheating. And if she was, I would be like, well, that stinks. And that's it. But I'm not going to let jealousy get in the way of anything.
Professional athletes have it so easy. They just go through their people to reach out to people to see if they want to date.
Mm-hmm.
They just say, like, hey, can you see if that person will go out with me?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
isn't
that's just
that
celebrity
how Andy
life.
Roddick got Brooklyn Decker, mm-hmm. his agent?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It really works out.
To be fair, I did meet Lindsay in the studio.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend before her was also an artist I met in the studio. So everybody has their places that they can meet people.
True.
I don't ever leave my house. That's why I use
right.
The studio as a place.
So you use the studio.
Except to work. That's the only time I leave the house. So thank you, Lunchbox, for your concern. On Monday, I'm announcing the next leg of my stand-up comedy tour, which is exciting. We get to do a second leg because we didn't know anybody come the first time.
Wow.
And I can't really say where. We're announcing a bunch of new cities and we're taking a new artist out with us. Yes,
so I would like to say I was right because all these people were demanding their city, and you're going to have to add new cities because
Monday.
I feel good. You want to give us one city?
No, but I give you three words: Iowa. Ooh. Yeah.
Iowa.
Iowa.
Got
Iowa.
It.
Yeah.
Or that's forward. Never mind. Monday. I'll give that to you Monday. My dog was so freaked out last night. Where I live, there was a humongous thunderstorm. Amy didn't hear a thunderstorm.
No, I slept right through it, I guess. I mean, it was really wet when I woke up, but
it was like, boom! My dog doesn't freak out anymore. He used to get crazy.
That's good.
And now he's 14, so he didn't care. Mm-hmm. But he was really freaked out last night. He was like shaking and trembling. And so I fell asleep last night again. I used that app again. Had the thunderstorm woke me up, or I would have slept. But there's this app. It's called the... And I'm not getting paid for this, by the way. They have no idea. It's called My Sleep Button. And you hit the button, and all you do is you lay in the bed. It's so weird. I'm telling you. Guys, I don't sleep. Like, I do not. I have terrible anxiety, and I don't sleep. But you lay there, and you turn the phone on, and the woman goes, okay, I'm going to present a scenario, and you just think about it, and then I'll present another one, and you just think about that. And then for 15 minutes, it just does this, for example.
A triangle.
So I think about a triangle. 7 seconds later.
Reading a bedtime story.
So I think about that for 7 seconds. Then I think about.
A sporting goods store.
Huh. Ooh, which one did you think of?
They're completely random dicks.
Me too. Uh-huh. Me too.
Yeah.
Okay, this is fun.
So what I figured out is that it just gets your mind off the world.
Oh.
Because here I am focusing on these things. And again, it comes back to, like, I'll go, oh, but I have this tomorrow. And then all of a sudden,
boots.
Oh, I can think about boots. Well, hold on. Let me get off that. And so I'm thinking about boots for about 4 to 5 seconds. Oh. And then it's like, oh, I have to write 60,000 words for this book that my deadline's been moved. And then,
a couple strolling in a park.
Oh, oh, how about that?
Takes what your mind off that? Work.
Yeah. So I fell asleep last night in the middle of the app.
That's awesome.
It never happened.
I love it.
That's great.
I need that.
It's so creepy. And I'm telling you, it does. When you turn it on, because you're like, all right, what are they going to tell me to think about?
A diving board.
Oh, so relaxing.
And I'm like, a diving board. So doing, random. Doing, doing.
A child falling asleep.
Well, that's creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should think of that. Any child?
A typewriter.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's the deal. I fell asleep in the middle of the app last night. I slept like 4.5 hours before the thunderstorm hit. Had the thunderstorm not hit, I'd have probably got 5 or 6 hours of sleep. That never happens in my life.
Mm. Okay.
Just saying, use it if you can. Try it once and come back to me. If you have, try it anyway. My Sleep, it's free. There are in-app purchases.
Okay, My Sleep, I have what?
My Sleep Buddy. No, hold on. Look
My Sleep Buddy and
no,
me.
Hold
My
on.
Buddy
and me. I wonder what the in-app purchases
My
are.
My Sleep Buddy. It's different things to talk about, I think. Okay. I've paid nothing for it, and they haven't paid me. They don't even know I'm talking about it.
Wow, I may pay just to see, like, what a different, like, if it's one, is it 99 cents or something?
I think
let's see if I get something different than you
I
like.
I think it's like $3.
It's
what?
Customized people.
$3?
You can get anybody. Like, Morgan Morgan Freeman.
Amy and Lunchbox strolling down the park.
Yes.
It's Jake Owen.
Yeah.
Hey, dude. Dude, flowers blooming in the park, dude.
What else?
Yeah, Luke Bryan.
Yeah.
Fishing in the dark, y'all. Bobber in the water. Deer walking in the woods.
Boots.
All that for $3?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really fantastic. Wow. For $5, you can get Eric Church talking about stuff.
Me strum my guitar. A bear taking a poop.
Ray-Bans.
Buying sunglasses at the mall.
Man,
buying
Eddie.
Buying my furniture.
Here's the thing.
Buy my furniture.
He does a commercial.
Buck sneaks that in. Like, what?
Buy my furniture.
Mm-hmm. Bruce Springsteen.
Only for $2, y'all.
Okay, here's my question.
No, we should do that. Because
I'm laughing, right? Like, I'm laughing really hard.
Yeah.
I think this is very funny. We make each other laugh, right? Yeah. I just wonder if our listeners laugh.
Oh.
Because
probably not.
Like, I'm having a time of my life right now because it's so funny to me. And we're either just so stupid.
Mm.
Or
we're definitely stupid.
I just wonder if it's funny. Sometimes I wonder, like, are we funny or not? Because I laugh, man.
Yeah.
Like, that's funny to me. Anyway, that app's funny. That app's great. It's worked, and I don't ever sleep. And I'm telling you, it's worked for me twice in a row. I was talking about this app called My Sleep Button, and it just says things to you. And you listen to it, and your mind is supposedly removed from the other things in life. It's like every 7 seconds, it just tells you to think about
a triangle.
So every 7 seconds, you think about a triangle. Then it says it again.
Reading a bedtime story.
I don't sleep for 2 nights in a row. I fall asleep to this thing. Josie in Kentucky, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Did you hear me talking about this the other day?
Yes, yesterday.
Did you try it?
I did. I thought, because sometimes I have a hard time going to sleep, or sometimes I go to sleep, but then I wake up a few hours later, and then I don't go back to sleep for 2 or 3, or sometimes 4 hours. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to try it. So I did, and I got in bed, I downloaded the app, and I got it for free. So I think there may be an upgrade, but it didn't say anything about a price.
Yeah, it's free. And mine's free, too. I never paid anything for it, but I think there are in-app purchases, mm-hmm. which you can buy different. That's a joke we were making, that you pay different people to say stuff. But yeah, and it feels ridiculous at first, right?
It kind of does, but it works. And you can set it, like, how many seconds you want it to pause.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, there was a thing on the bottom, a slide, and I thought, well, this is the volume. I've got to turn it down. I'm like, no, wait, now it says 4 seconds, and the volume wasn't changing. I'm like, oh, that's how many seconds you adjust it. And then, and if you have it like it about, seems like 7 seconds, I think for me, if it was set any longer, I would be going to the worry thing.
Yeah, what if it's like 1 second? It's like triangle, bedtime story, sporting goods store, boots, couple in the park. You're like, whoa!
Overwhelmed.
Yeah,
overwhelmed.
You're worse than you were when you started. Hey, thank you for the call. I really appreciate that, Josie. And thank you for listening.
Oh, my gosh. I love you all. Show you all are awesome. I just love you. And if I can't listen to you all in the morning, well, even if I do, I replay it every night when I'm doing dinner.
Greatest call I've ever heard. Wow. Thank you very much. Hey, have a good day, Josie. Appreciate that. Yesterday on Twitter, because so many people were fired up, and I didn't even think about the segment, but remember Lunchbox and how famous he was? Lunchbox, who sits over here to my right. When I'm sitting here, I look to my right, I see Lunchbox. He's in his blue Kansas Jayhawk sweatshirt, and he just talked about how famous he is, how he should be able to get free golf because he's famous, and how he should walk into a restaurant and just say, I'm Lunchbox, and they should let him in.
Yeah.
So I was just like, hey, who do you like better? Like, who would you rather hang out with on my Twitter yesterday? Like, Amy or Lunchbox? So Eddie has the results. So let's go over to...
I didn't see that you did this.
Yeah, it's a whole poll.
It's a whole poll. And thousands of people.
Oh, thousands.
From one single tweet. Thousands of people.
They've all voted.
The percentages are...
68% to 32%.
Okay, wow. That's quite the gap. Who won?
And the winner is... Amy!
You're the winner! Yeah, the runaway!
I'd rather hang out with you, Amy.
Wow.
To say. I mean, Lunchbox is cool, though.
No, I don't understand why people would want to hang out with Amy. Amy, like, you're a nice person and all, but Amy is so boring. She doesn't do anything. You would sit there and drink a smoothie.
What do you do?
Oh, my gosh. I am so fun. There, you never know what we're going to get into with me.
You never know how to answer. What do you do that's
I
so
mean,
fun?
I mean, I go to the parties. I go do stuff.
Like, you go to the parties. I go to
parties. I go to bars. I go to concerts. I go to fights. I mean, I go to everything. Like, Amy sits at her house and does nothing. What? I was so offended. She's a great person, but I can't believe
you
I lost.
You can still go vote on my Twitter, Mr. Bobby Bones.
Wow, I'm going to go
Amy,
vote
you're
for
the winner.
Like
you're the winner.
Thanks.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This Ryan Seacrest story is interesting to me, and not even that he's going to host Idol or not, which I guess now he is because they're going to move it to Sundays.
So crazy.
Like, he's making everybody's money.
Yeah, everybody.
Like, pretty awesome. Good for him. And I get what you can get, and good for Ryan. I know Ryan a little bit, and good for him, but he has a girlfriend named Shayna Taylor, and she's moving in with him. I didn't even know he had a girlfriend.
He has a lot going on right now.
Yeah, I wonder.
Where does she see him?
What does she do?
She is a chef.
Oh, so she cooks for him.
That's cool.
She's a personal chef.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's convenient.
So, he was, hey, I know, right? He was
like, that's amazing.
He was like, you know, she's moving in. Tell me if this is weird, though. He's, I think, look up Seacrest age, 41 maybe 40, 41.
You're going to say his height.
No, he's small. He's really small. Yeah.
He's how old, 41?
I don't know. Let's see. Eddie?
Here it comes.
Ryan Seacrest is?
He is 42.
42. She's 26.
Okay.
So, is that weird?
I mean, it's not weird.
Because people give me a hard time because I'm like 8.5 years older than my girlfriend.
You are? I have never thought about that. I mean, I knew you were older, but when you say it out loud.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Whoa! Seacrest is way older than... She's 20. Seacrest girl's 26, and he's 42.
Okay. Yeah, I just really, honestly, I've never heard you say 8.5 years older. You've never said it out loud to me.
Well, it's on the internet. I mean, it's not like it's a big secret.
No, but hearing you say
no
it...
No one hides their
that's
age.
That's like when you were 8.5, she was born. That's how I like
wow.
It.
But when I was 8.5, I was stupid. I was a second grader.
Yeah.
You so...
were a kid.
Like, I wasn't like, hey, baby.
I know.
Or maybe I was, literally. Hey, there's a baby.
Hey, literally, baby.
Hey, literal baby.
I don't think it's that weird. I mean, he's famous. It's Ryan Seacrest.
So the more famous you are,
obviously,
the less weird it is.
Yes. If he was 52 and 26, I'd be like, okay,
but even
weird.
Then.
If he was 62, I'd be like, weird. If he was 72, I'm like, dang.
Wow.
That's the because
I
that
like
one,
that rule, though.
What?
You're famous.
The more famous.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah. No, you can date young.
You can date as young as you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I mean,
wait, what's
don't
up?
Do you think you've progressively gotten younger? Not me, you, but with girlfriends?
I used to
the
date.
More markets we get, the younger you go.
Dang, what are you
saying?
That's dirty.
What?
That's a dirty thing to say. The more markets we get, the younger my girlfriends get.
Wow.
That's dirty. That may be the dirtiest shot Amy's ever taken.
That's not dirty.
Wow.
I don't like that.
Wow.
That's like play on, play out. What's wrong with that?
I mean, look
what?
At her. Yeah.
Is that how she cooks for people?
Heck yeah.
Well, just picked up Pittsburgh today. Well, boys, I can go to 25. In a word, can Amy drive?
No.
Yes.
Okay, just everybody yells no.
I can.
Amy hit something else again yesterday.
What?
Yeah, sorry. She bumped.
A guy in his truck.
A guy in his truck. Here you go. This is audio.
So, confession. Ran into a trailer hitch today, or the back of a truck that had a huge trailer hitch. That's the damage to my car. And it, like, ripped this, whatever this is, just came right off.
Oh, whatever this is.
What was that?
Some underneath part. The trailer hitch went underneath, ripped off something that's under my bumper. I don't need it, though.
Yeah, no, I'm sure you
obviously,
don't.
Obviously, yeah, we just put the fracture. Yeah, yeah.
And my husband doesn't have Instagram. So he doesn't need to find out about this until maybe he hears it on the show.
There you go.
And to be sort of just clear about this, this was the biggest trailer hitch you've ever seen in your life. I thought I had plenty of room. Pulled up behind him. Boom. Like, I really feel like the length of his trailer hitch was maybe illegal.
Oh, wow. Oh, it's his fault.
Yeah. But there was no damage to anything on him, so it's no issue. We were at a red light, too, and he had to get out and come over.
No.
And then he handed me the thing that fell out. He handed it to me. He's like, here you go. He's like, seems like my truck's fine. Are you good? I said, I'm good. He's like, well, light's about to turn green. We better go, darling. And I'm like, okay. Thank you.
So when you drove over the top of it, did you feel like go?
Yeah, I was like, ugh. And I thought, oh, well, at first I was like, how in the world did I hit the back of this truck? The bumper didn't seem that close. And I was like, shoot, dang, I do not have time for this right now. I'm going to be late. And then luckily he was all business. Like, he was ready for that. He needed to catch that green light too. So he was out. He's like, here's the piece of your car. Got to go. I was like, yes. I love when there's no damage to their car.
Here's the thing. I'm digging you backed into this thing.
No,
the amazing part is you just drove up into the back of someone's. That means you are really too close at a stoplight. You should be able to see the bottom of the tires in front of you.
But it was an illegal trailer hitch.
Yeah, I mean, it was 6 feet long.
I think he had it on there purposefully for people that are going to back into him. He's like, haha, I'll show you. That's why he got out and he's like, yep, did its job.
Did it have little things hanging off of it?
No, but those are disgusting. I know. I see trucks with that.
Yeah, I know.
It's not
so
cute.
Funny.
Everybody wants disgusting, champagne, work your way down that Amy ran over a trailer hitch.
Tries to feed it into that ditch. You can't take it
with you when you go. Never seen a hearse with a trailer hitch. Amy runs over a trailer hitch.
So, I mean, he was stopped, so this still, you know, goes with my, I'm staying consistent. I don't hit things that are moving.
That's even worse. I mean, nobody got hurt.
Yeah, nobody has ever gotten
hurt.
Did
you feel totally stupid?
Yeah, I did, for sure. I'm so glad he was cool about it.
Does your husband know now?
If you're listening, honey, sorry.
Oh, really?
I know he doesn't know now. Now he knows if he's listening.
Oh, no.
Listen to this gem of a story. A married woman has a 3-day affair at a hotel. Gets pregnant, is now suing the hotel.
I don't understand that.
I know, because the headline's like, wait, how does it happen? But it actually makes sense.
Okay.
So
okay, you're going to have to explain.
I know. So what happened is, she goes, and she's hooking up with this dude. She didn't know him, really. Like, she just meets him, and they decide to have, like, a little 3-day affair. Gets pregnant. She can't get a hold of him. She doesn't know his last name. So she's suing the hotel for his first and last name. Because he paid for the room.
That makes sense now. I thought that she thought the hotel, like...
got her pregnant?
Gave her an environment where her ovaries were pretty... I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
She never got the man's last name. Unfortunately for her, there were 4 guests named Michael who were staying at the hotel during the time. And so... But now they're like, it's private, so we can't sell you who was at our hotel.
And then he could have been lying about his name. What if his name's Daniel?
I always think about Vegas, like how many guys and girls just get together and get pregnant and they never... She never knows how to get a hold of them again.
Wow.
Like, how many babies just come out of that? And it's like, yeah, my name's Jeremy. Let's get together. And then she gets pregnant back home, and she's like, well, I got to find Jeremy. And there's no Jeremy.
So do you think that she'll...
Nope.
She won't get it?
Mm.
Oh, wow. Ooh, what if one day the child tries to find out who the dad is? Would he... No?
I don't think the hotel will give over its right. There's privacy rights there.
I don't know if you... Well, if it's his child and they're related, sometimes you can get stuff with your blood. I'm saying she might have to wait for the child to be born.
I still think it's tough. Yeah, it's a crazy story, though.
Body bones, y'all.
So tonight, I'm taking our producer, Ray, our audio producer, and his girlfriend out for a steak dinner. Because 2 different bosses have promised you a steak dinner and none have come through.
Yes, both in the building. We see them every day.
So I was like, man, I'll take him to a steak dinner. It's the only Friday night in town for like 2-3 months.
He deserves it.
So I was like, let's go for a steak dinner.
I gotta be honest, man. My parents growing up, they were cheapskates. Like, they didn't take us. Like, I probably have done a handful of steak dinners, and I mean, it's rare. No pun intended. Know what I'm saying?
Have you been sitting on that?
No, I just did it naturally.
It was organic.
So I'm taking Ray and his girlfriend both. And here are the rules, okay?
Okay.
There are none.
Yeah!
Hey! Order whatever. I don't want you to feel weird. Like I'm paying for it. The company's not paying for it. But,
yeah.
But I don't want you to feel weird about anything. Like, it's like, have at it.
Bottles of
that,
wine.
I was down with that from the start. My chick was saying, like, hey, can we order drinks? And I was
of
like,
of course you can.
I'm pretty sure as long we'll just keep it chill. You know?
Go hard.
Yeah,
go
all hard. All I'm saying buying. Is don't think about it.
No, I don't think about most things I do. When I'm not at work, I'll be honest, when I'm not at work, I really never think. I just do stuff, and then next thing you know, I'm in like an alley at 2 a.m., and I'm like, ugh, this probably wasn't the best decision.
So I'm taking our producer. Okay. Right. We're going to Roots Chris, too.
Wow.
Like, that's, and I don't eat a lot of red meat, but I'm going to have, I'm with you. I'm going to go.
And I love burgers. I love steak. I love shish kebabs, shrimp.
Wait. How many entrees are you thinking about? I mean.
You just get one piece of meat and then you can get all the sides.
Well, and I see the commercials nowadays too. We're talking, it's not just steak they do anymore. They start to pile stuff on it. So you'll have like some shrimp on a stick and then they maybe do a little flaming volcano or something. Like there's some crazy stuff at steakhouses. I'm dead serious.
So it's my girlfriend and I and Ray and his girlfriend and we're going to go to dinner tonight. Is she cool? Like are you guys looking forward to it?
She's perfect. I told her, I was like, listen, if we're not looking forward to it, I would have turned it down right away. I said, this is so fun. This is, when do you get to have a dinner with Bones and his chick? Probably never again.
But tonight's the big steak dinner.
Wow.
We'll tell you about it on Monday.
Okay.
It'll be fun, though.
Can't wait.
I just don't want you to get, it's all good.
We're all good. And I told my chick, I said, hey, we'll do a couple drinks, so we're going to Uber there. Everything's taken care of.
Have you, because Ray also had this thing where, and it was weird, because I wrote a book called Bare Bones, and it was out, and it had some success, and I'm working on another one now, but Ray never read the book, and I wasn't offended by that at all, but I wrote about you in the book. That was the weird part. If someone had written about me, I think I'd have probably won. So I said, hey, Ray, read the book. I'll ask you 5 questions. If you get all 5 of them right, you make $150. So have you started reading the book?
I have not, but I do have the book at my house. My chick has read it definitely once, and she's read me excerpts before. So, I mean, she knows the book, but I have one at the crib, and I'll read it.
It's due June 1st.
I know. I got to get started on it, and I'm kind of a cram guy. I was like that in college, so I'll probably do an all-nighter before.
It's just quick. I mean, like, I wrote about the history of the show, like, the history of a lot of stuff. I just figured if I was, like, Charlamagne, my friend, he wrote about me in his book.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm interested to see what he wrote about me. So, I just
know
care.
With books, there's so much in books, and it kind of creeped me out a little bit. Because I work with you every day, I was like, it's weird.
That's fair, because it is really, like, personal. Okay, June 1st is Ray's book report on Bare Bones, the book that I wrote.
Can't wait.
Tonight, dinner. Book report on that Monday. You guys know how it's like when you do the show, and whomever your significant other is, wife, husband, girlfriend, they don't hear the whole story. They just get the story told to them by other people.
Oh, for sure.
All the time.
Yeah, that's the worst. Yeah.
And it turns into this
game of telephone.
Ugh. So annoying.
It's like, that is not what happened at all.
No, I can do without that in my life.
So, yeah. My girlfriend's been flying all morning because she played shows last night in Canada. She had like one, and then she had another one in Snowyville or something.
For sure, Calgary.
Yeah. Right. 2 nights ago, Calgary.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, Lunchbox saw a picture on her Twitter and was like, oh, you better watch out. She looks like these football players are getting a little close to her in the CFL. And she's got bits and pieces of stories and stuff here. And so she goes, Amy said, play on, playa, to you. What am I missing?
Hold on. That was about the age.
She's on.
Oh,
right. Hold on. No, that wasn't about that. Are you in an airport right now, Lindsay?
Yeah, we just landed in Seattle, and I open up my phone, and I have all these text messages, and I was looking at Twitter, and that's what it said.
There's a baby near you that's having some sort of problem. Do you hear it?
Oh, believe me, I've definitely heard it.
Oh, it's been crying the whole flight? But,
yeah.
So, okay, here's what has happened. Lunchbox saw the picture of you with the Canadian football player and thinks there's something up.
Okay.
So first...
Well, do you remember the story that I told you yesterday when I messed up the name of that Canadian football player? And I felt really bad because I thought he was another player, a football player, and so I signed his picture from a different name, and I felt really, really bad about it. But I love the Stampeders, and so I was just happy to be meeting a fellow Stampeder, but... How could there be something going on when I completely messed up his name?
Sounds a little flirty.
Mm. Oh, like she wrote the wrong name.
Like a little ha-ha. Like,
so he'd come back.
Giggle, listen to her giggle.
Hmm. Interesting.
Hmm. Like, don't you remember when I told you this story yesterday?
So she specifically told you the story so that you would know.
Right, that's a good
and
move.
Get jealous.
Oh, my goodness.
That's being proactive, not reactive.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, then she's going to point security on us? Dang.
Just kidding, Lindsay.
There is the quarterback of the Stampeders, like, blows her up on Twitter. Is that true or false?
Yeah, I was playing this charity event, and a bunch of them were coming to support the cause. And
what? I mean, no, hold on. That's not what, like the quarterback of the Stampeders like blows you up on Twitter. True or false?
But yeah, he was tweeting me a lot about that event.
That was a deflection a little bit.
Yeah,
there.
A little bit.
Yeah, she's going into the call.
Charity.
Yeah, tell me about that event.
It wasn't a tweet like, hey, what's up? It was like, so excited to see Lindsay play at this event.
Yeah, but that's sort of him saying, hey, Lindsay, I'm going to be there. Ha, ha, ha.
Wait, what kind of laugh is that?
He follows me on Twitter. He definitely knows that I'm happily in a relationship. So. How,
would you say like 83% happy? 80%
yeah, what's your
happy?
Percentage of happiness?
I'm at like 80 right now. What are you at?
I know you're at 80. I mean, I'm at like a 91. So I'm working on the average here.
I haven't told, and I'm not going to, but I haven't told them why we got into a fight.
I mean, you can if you want.
Yeah, you should.
There you go.
Tell us. That's permission.
Green light. Oh, because she was with this dude.
Oh,
yeah, boom! It
no,
all comes out.
That's not
no,
why.
That's
tell us.
Not. No, my girlfriend's on the phone now. No, what they want to know is, and I'll let you answer. Like, whose fault was the fight?
It was my fault. I'll say it for sure.
What? No.
Lindsay, don't do that. How much should we pay you for that?
Now I really need to know what the fight was about, because what in the world could Lindsay do to cause a fight?
I mean, I'm gonna leave that in Bobby's hands.
And you know what? I'm still under investigation, so we don't talk about investigations as they're ongoing. The other thing was, Amy told me that the more markets we get on the show, the younger girls I date.
Okay, that's the tweet I saw on Twitter.
I didn't do tweet that.
No, a radio station did. One of your markets.
Another market. One of our new markets.
Quoted Amy.
Oh. See, what happened was... You and I are like 8.5 years apart in age. But I was talking about Ryan Seacrest, and he's like 42, and his girlfriend's like 26.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Way more than us. And Amy's like, okay, the more famous you are, the younger you can date. And she goes, matter of fact, the more markets we got, the younger your girlfriends have been.
Okay, yeah. It was US 93.3 from Fort Wayne.
Yeah, shout out.
Throw him under the bus.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, I said it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's true-ish.
True.
But, I mean, it doesn't mean anything. If you were 8 years older, he'd still date you.
I hope so.
How do you feel about... I don't think there's an age feeling of difference with us at all.
Yeah, I don't either. Lindsay's super mature.
Yeah, she may seem older than I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes, yes.
Maturity-wise, yeah.
Whoa, easy for a second. Maybe like emotional maturity.
Oh, yeah, that is a given.
I was the reason of our last fight, though. However, I've been thinking about it a lot, and I think fights are healthy. Like, if we're going to fight about little things like that, then...
It really wasn't a little thing.
We don't even know what the little thing is.
Yeah, you got to quit talking about this fight. If we're not going to know what it's about, we can't feel on this.
Yeah. I mean, fights are healthy. It's normal. Like, fighting is... Yeah.
It doesn't matter, you know?
It does.
But it does a little bit.
Because yeah.
She's
right.
Like, she's at the airport. I'm hearing she's
struggling. She's taking blame.
She's like taking guitars and stuff over at airport.
Yeah.
Where are you? What city are you in right now? Seattle?
Seattle, yeah.
That sleep app worked again last night.
That what? The
sleep app that I've used the last couple
it
nights.
Oh, it worked again?
Yeah, it worked again.
That makes me so happy.
There you
We're
go.
Getting sleep. That's important.
That is important. Okay, well,
I feel like we're having an inside, like, Lindsay Bobby comment.
Creepy.
Like, y'all haven't even caught up because she's been traveling.
She hasn't
like,
gone.
Hey.
We haven't seen each other in a week.
So this is what it'd be like if y'all were on the phone.
In FaceTime.
So tonight, What was the Wraith? What, we're going to dinner with Ray and Bay. You feel good about that?
I'm so excited. Yeah, I can't wait.
Okay. All right. Any questions for before we hang up?
So that baby in the background, I also heard a guy in the background as he happened to play for the Stampeders.
No.
I'm just not a jealous person.
No Stampeders on our flight.
Like, I'm not a jealous person. And I didn't say who it was, Lindsay, but I did tell, I did say that you, there was an NFL quarterback that, like, reached out to you and was like, hey, I want to go on a date, and you said no.
You don't, yes, don't that say, did
don't,
happen.
Don't say who it is. Don't say who it is. But they're still okay. They're still in the NFL. So how does that happen, though? Like, does that yeah. person come? And I told Lindsay at the time, and she vouched for me. I was like, you need to go on a date with this dude.
And then, Lindsay, I also want to know why you said no.
Go ahead.
So his agent reached out to my agent and asked if I'd be interested to go on a date. And I just don't want to say yes to things like that. I want to be able to meet somebody and be into their personality and their heart and then go on a date with them because of that.
Oh, that's cool.
But he's super rich.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. I mean,
yeah, it does.
It doesn't mean anything.
All right.
Okay. Well,
yeah, wow. She wants to know about his personality and his heart.
Which is why, obviously, she would meet yeah, Mr. Personality over here.
Personality. Mr. Personality himself.
Holy cow.
I love it.
I'm every girl's dream to hang out with.
Dreamboat over here.
All right. We'll let you get back to traveling. See you later on.
Okay. See you later. Did you miss me?
Of course.
Hey, we got to go. Right.
Of course.
Of course.
It's all, you're all he's talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is awesome.
All right. Goodbye.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye-bye. There she is. There's the old girl.
So, like, Monday, are you going to tell us what y'all fought about?
I don't know.
Ugh, never mind.
It was a philosophical difference.
Annoying.
It was a little thing. But it was
her fault?
I mean, she said it, not me. She said it. But yes, it was. Yes.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones.
Come on, Bobby.
It's Darius's birthday today. Darius, my very first ever radio interview at age 17. I mean, I feel like every step of the way, at some part of it, Darius has been a part of my career. And we're actually buds now. And I mean, we've been presented together at the ACMs this year on CBS. It's like 51. Happy birthday to Darius.
Wow.
And is a pro, on stage is a pro.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, super nice. Like I just really like the guy. But I mean, he's so good. Eddie and I were just watching a bunch of the acts at IR Country. And you know, people can have good shows and great shows and bad shows, but Darius is always just really good. Like a pro.
Just a performer. Like he just knows what to do.
Just crushes awesome. It. And it's not like everybody's like, okay, here comes, let's get fired up for Al Dean. Like, Darius kind of sneaks up on you.
Yeah.
And before you know it, you're like, this is the most fun I ever had at a show.
Yeah.
You're like, this is going to be fun, Darius. By the end of it, you're like, holy crap. So I have, here you go, my top five Darius songs. Ready?
Ready.
Number five, because it was such an awesome way that he took it and made it a hit on country radio. Because Bob Dylan had kind of written part of it. Old Crow Medicine Show took it and recorded it. And then Darius saw it at like a school talent show and was like, I should record that and record a wagon wheel.
So ride me, mama, like a wagon wheel.
Number five. I just like the story of how this song came and became big because Darius saw it at a talent show.
I didn't know that.
Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like
number four. Happy Birthday, Darius Rucker. My favorite Darius songs. Don't think I don't think about it.
But don't think I don't think about it. Don't think I don't have regrets. Don't think I don't get to me. Between the work and the hurt and the whiskey, don't think I don't want about.
Number three, Happy Birthday, Darius Rucker. Let Her Cry.
And just
from Hootie.
Cry. Let the tears fall down like rain. Let her sing. If it eases all her pain, let her roll. Let her walk right.
I was such a Hootie fan.
And if the sun comes up tomorrow, let her.
You kids listening now, you don't even know. It was like the greatest record of the 90s, early 2000s.
He took the world by storm,
I mean,
with that record.
Hootie was a wave. Just whoosh.
Yep.
Number two, Darius songs. It won't be like this for long.
It won't be like this for long.
Dang.
It's
a
life song right there. Number one, happy birthday, Darius. I had that cassette tape, right? And I would drive to football practice and, like, junior year, played it back and forth and back and forth. Like, just you turn the cassette over, right? It wasn't like these crazy digital things now. So I had this cassette tape of Cracked Review, the Hootie tape, the first big album. And there was a song on there. It was called Running From an Angel. And it was just a B-side track. It was Running From an Angel, Running to the Devil, Devil. And I listened to it all the time. And I was like, man, that's a jam, that's a jam. But it's a B-side, right? And Darius and I were hanging out probably 2 years ago. And we were doing a charity event together. And I was like, man, because he was playing and I was hosting. And we're sitting at the dinner table together. Amy was with us.
Yeah.
And I was like, before we went to dinner, I was like, man, you know what my jam was? I had never told him this. And I probably spent as much time with him as anybody else, artist-wise, like privately. And so I said, my favorite song from back in the day was Running From an Angel. Like, da-na-na-na-na-na-na. Nobody knew the song because it was an album cut. And he's like, man, I haven't played that song in 10 years. If not longer than I even thought about that song. And I was like, yeah, I used to listen to it all the time. Like, that was my song as a kid. And I'm telling you, Darius gets on stage and within an hour has run through it with his band. I didn't even know it. And he's like, Bobby, I got this for you. And all of a sudden, da-na-na-na-na.
That's awesome.
Da-na. And I'm like, oh, my. It was one of those moments where you become jaded, then you're not again. You're just like, okay, I remember now why my life's awesome.
No, I have a picture of you from that night. Like, you just, or maybe even video of you just staring up at the stage, like, having the time of your life. Like, him, you were just in the moment for sure, and it was special. Like, all of us around you, we were staring at you, enjoying it for you. It was cool.
It was like Justin Bieber kissed me on the cheek.
Yeah. Basically.
It was like, oh!
So cool.
I was like, oh my God! Yeah, it was really cool. Darius, happy birthday. I know you're not listening right now. You live in South Carolina, and we're off the air there, but it didn't matter to me. As long as this good stuff goes in the universe, that's cool with me. Nobody wants you. Let's go. All right, thank you. Appreciate you being here. Monday morning, Chris Jansen in the studio. He's going to bring his guitar and his harmonica, and we're going to play his new song, Fix a Drink. And it's just always fun when Chris Jansen comes to the studio. Monday morning, also, a pregnancy update from Amy. We got to find out, get some more details, I think.
Okay.
So get working.
I'll
make something happen.
Figure something out.
Yeah, we need a storyline. We need to make something happen.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Okay. Thanks.
You can hear the whole show back if you go to iHeartRadio and search Bobby Bones Show. Same thing on iTunes. Or you can hear the show I do from my house called The Bobbycast. Go to iTunes and hit subscribe. Randy Clark stopped by the house this week. An awesome artist herself. Also wrote Mama's Broken Heart. Lots of songs. Also has one with Jake Owen, Dirk Bentley, Lunchbox and Ray. You guys really went hard on yours, too.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend. Thank you for spending time with us this week. On Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. And we're going to go to Ray and I are going to dinner tonight. Steak dinner. Finally paying it off.
Date night.
Woo! Yeah. Woo. Wow, that loud, dude.
He's excited.
All right, I'll see you guys on Monday. Have a great weekend. The Bobby Bones Show.